your Bibles, turning with us to Psalms 107. Psalms 107. A wonderful portion of God's Word that has blessed my heart for years and years. Only trouble is every time I read it, I see something different. Psalms 107, oh, give thanks. Give thanks. You're on your toes this morning. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Anybody saying so? Say so. Woo! Whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. How many been delivered from the hand of the devil? You're happy about it. Gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, because they'd been on the wrong way. The wrong way on the freeway doesn't work out real well. He led them by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh! That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. And of course, it was a mess that we all created because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, He brought down their heart with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help. I'll tell you, when God backs off, you're in trouble, honey. Amen. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. This is a repetitive verse in this Psalms 107. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses, and He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression, sin will make a fool out of you. I said, sin will make a fool out of you. And because of their iniquities are afflicted, their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Oh, my Lord. Folks, that's every one of us in this room today, isn't it? They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His word, and He healed them, delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. That's a word we're going to follow after a while. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. God wants that offering every time we come to church 24/7, that we have an attitude of gratitude and declare His works with rejoicing. I was blessed this morning just when I was there for a board meeting with Brother Andrew Womack the other day. They blessed us with a daily devotional, 365 insights for encouragement and spiritual growth and personal victory. I don't know if we have those in the bookstore. I don't know. I believe it's just has not been out very long, I don't think. Anyway, the title is Every Day with Jesus. That's good, isn't it? That's a song that we all used to sing, Every Day with Jesus. But I noticed on April the 6th, Luke 8:11. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Have you ever noticed how many times the Bible talks about seed? New Testament, Old Testament, the seed. And let me read just one paragraph from this. You have the fullness of Christ in you, but how do you walk in it? How do you come to know it? Revelation and understanding come through reading the Word of God and the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. You may not know what a privilege it is to have God's Word in your own language. Listen to this. 600 years ago, there was no English translation of the Bible available to believers. 600 years ago, there was no English translation of the Bible available to believers. Most of the manuscripts were in Latin, and only the clergy had access to them. However, thanks to the efforts of John Wycliffe, 1384, and William Tyndale, 1523, today we are able to read the writings of the prophets and apostles for ourselves. These men gave their lives to bring English-speaking believers God's Word. And that was true. They literally gave their lives. And we should see our Bibles as valuable and precious. We should see our Bible, God's Word, as valuable and precious. You know, folks, it is a miracle almost as great as the miracle of Jesus' birth and life and death on the cross and resurrection. The fact that we have the Word of God that we have. It's a light unto our path. It's God's manufacturer's manual. Anything you want to know. I think my son-in-law could fix anything if he could just find the manual. He has an amazing ability to uniquely work on things. I hope I don't get you in trouble, Phil. You ought to stay busy enough. But if he can just get the manual, I had once or twice things around the house or in the car, and he said, where's the manual? Where's the manual? And he can read, and he picks up on it, and he's very good at that. But you know, God's Word is the final authority on your marriage. You don't realize when Joe and I got married, the greatest revelation I could find was want 'em, got 'em. And if a marriage gets in trouble, you have two kinds of husbands and wives. One's a roller, one's a squealer when it comes, squeezer when it comes to the toothpaste. And squeezers and rollers don't understand each other early in the morning. She crushed it again, you know. Amen. What I'm trying to say, there was not much available to give you instruction on how to have a good marriage, but it's always been there in the Word of God. One day it dawned on me, what in the world are we looking for all these books? I mean, I believe in all of that. Don't get me wrong. Any book, any tape, anything that helps you in your marriage, read it, devour it, fast and pray over it, do whatever. Be a doer of the Word. But the Word of God teaches us how to handle money. It teaches us about relationships. You'd be surprised how many people come and say, well, you know, there's just nobody in the church that's friendly to me. Nobody but friendly to me. Like everybody goes around and makes faces at you, you know. Or they come up and say, you ugly thing, your mother doesn't love you either, you know. And then I see people come in and they do what the Word of God said to do. He that hath friends must, can you say must, show himself or herself friendly. So friendly people find that their gift makes way for them. Someone came into a community and they said to one of the community leaders, what kind of community is this? He said, I think you'll find it to be the kind of community that you expect it to be, that you are willing to be yourself. Amen. So, praise the Lord. Some of you said, Lord, help him get the Spirit and move on with this. Amen. I want to talk to you for a little while. That's the most dangerous thing any preacher can say. I'm closing with this. Or I'm just going to speak a few minutes. You know, that's good for another hour. But I'm pretty good on boundaries, pretty good. Psalms 107, to me, shows us the power of a thankful heart. A thankful heart is not a one-time occasion when someone gave you a gift and you were grateful. We need to be thankful every day of our life. And I don't know why, I feel like I'm just kind of beating my head against the wall, but I'm an American myself. I was born in Harris Hospital. I guess that makes me Harris too. You know, they had the advertisement here 2 or 3 years ago. But folks, we are so blessed. God help us. And I guess that's why God leads me to do it. I want this church. I can't be responsible for other churches, but wherever this message goes, I want the people that hear Pastor Bob Nichols to be some of the most thankful people on the face of God's earth. I want us to thank God for clothes to wear. Amen. Thank God for food to eat. And you can just go along the line. If you're into fast food, you can go any brand, any flavor, any whatever. It's amazing. Just one right next door to another, across the street from the other. Americans are blessed. And if you'll just halfway handle your business, somebody's going to give you credit to have some kind of a car. And if you'll take care of that car, you'll be glad you did, because the secret is maintenance. Then you can sell it to somebody, trade it, get you a better car. It's just amazing. America's an amazing place to be. And I know things are not headed in the right direction, but thank God they're as good as they are. Thank God we can still have church like this. We don't have to worry about armed guards coming in or soldiers coming in and disturbing the service and that type of thing. We have so much to be thankful for. And I look back over these 50 years, and it's not just a sentiment. It's not just that. It's heartfelt gratitude. Every day I thank God since 1964, especially all my life, but since 1964, how good God has been to us as a congregation. A third location, and God's been faithful in all three. God is faithful. Hallelujah. The power of a thankful heart. I want to just kind of show and tell maybe this morning, if God will help us to do that. This is a chapter that just over and over again talks about praise and worship. And I believe being thankful, it does state that. Because praise and thankfulness go together. I really believe thankfulness is a form of praise. And praise should be a form of thankfulness. If you don't have anything to be thankful for, why are you praising? You know, it all goes together. I think they go together beautifully, as far as I'm concerned. But the Bible said, in the beginning of this verse. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. God is a good God. And there's nothing that will keep the fire of God going in you and in a church like being thankful to God. Amen. Thankful. His mercy endures forever. The Bible speaks of our God as having tender mercies. You can be merciful, but be crusty with it. Kindness, loving kindness. Oh, I'll help you, you old ugly thing, but loving kindness. Okay, I'll let you in the lane, but I'm going to make you remember this on down the road. So you drive on their bumper to remind them of reality. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Psalms 107, verse 2, the very next verse, it said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Well, I'm just a person of few words. I just don't really say much. You do when you want to. Or you do when you're unhappy. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Open your mouth. Speak words of thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I drive a lot and I drive quick and I have a lot of things to do. And sometimes I'm amazed that I'm able to touch all the destinations I think I need to touch. But you know, you drive in traffic in the Metroplex. This past week, there's been three times I looked and looked and looked. And someone came like a bat out of you know where and almost ran over me. And I said, thank you, Lord. But for the grace of God, there could have been five or six of us out here on the freeway, just all bloody and messed up. And you understand what I'm saying? Folks, God helps us all the time. God keeps us all the time. God is a good God. But he wants you to say so. Say so. Well, I just feel deeply. Yeah, but you talk deeply when you get upset. Or someone blesses you, then you'll talk. Bible said in Psalms 147:1, it is good to sing praises unto our God. You say, well, I don't have a good voice. Sing in the shower. No one knows the difference. Sing in your car. You can't be as loud as the boom boxes that are coming around you. Just try to out-sing the boom boxes. We need to get loud. Listen to me. We need to get louder than the world. Don't let the world be louder with their cursing than we are with our praising of our God. That's good preaching, Brother Nichols. I like this platform because I have three images behind me saying, go for it, man. Go for it. And the Bible said, let them sacrifice. My. Verse 22, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Just as surely as you brought a cash offering or a check offering, you bring an offering to the Lord, and that offering is praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. That's a sweet-smelling savor offering. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. Let them declare his works with rejoicing. Did you ever see churches that aren't real keen on the Holy Spirit? In fact, they think we're nuts. but that's okay. You know, you see them on television, well, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You just wonder, did their wife whip them before they left the house, or what's the deal, you know? Let them declare his works with rejoicing. We have every right in the world to be happy when we praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Four times here in Psalms 107. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Ever had any trouble? We all have. And he delivered them out of their, out of their distresses. Thank God you're not in the messes you've been in the past. Satan said, you'll never come out of this. You'll never come through this. You'll never be free of this. But you are. He brought you out. Out. Thank God. Thank God. Well, I'm one of those silent types. Yeah, I put you in a basketball game or a football game or a hockey game and you go wild. Folks, it's time to go wild over Jesus. It's time to praise God. It's not a cultural thing, it's a Holy Ghost thing. I said it's not a cultural thing, it's a Holy Ghost thing. Holy Ghost and fire thing. You want to get the fire burning? Start praising God. Start being thankful to God. Have a slow day? Start praising God. Start thanking God. My Lord. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Oh, hallelujah. Remember when you were about to lose your house? Now you have a better house. Remember when the big tow truck was looking for your truck or your car? And they couldn't find it, thank God. But your uncle loaned you 20 bucks and you could make the payment. Somebody, yeah. Come on. Well, Brother Nichols, we're very financially well off. Thank God for it. Come on. Thank God things are as good as they are. It hasn't always been that way. Dear Lord, let them exalt. Oh, here's verse 32. Let them exalt him also in the congregation. Well, you know, I believe that in church we should be very quiet and sedate. In the congregation, let us exalt him, lift him high in the congregation of the people. And praise him in the assembly of the elders. In everything, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. In everything. In everything. Thank you, God. Oh, God. you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 The power of a thankful heart. Oh, the power of a thankful heart. Hallelujah. This is not a planned response. This is a moving of the Holy Spirit of God. God honors, God dwells, indwells the praises of his people. God indwells, he dwells in the praises of his people. God cannot resist an atmosphere of thanksgiving and praise. He can't resist it. Oh. Oh. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm not used to a church like this. Well, I'll tell you, it'll help you. What's happening here this morning will help you. It will help your blood pressure. It will help your health. It will bless your marriage. It will bless your mind, your body, your spirit. Thank God. Hallelujah. I saw something this last week in Romans 1. We think of Sodom and Gomorrah. But you know, they regarded not God as God, neither were thankful. I don't know that I'd ever noticed that before. Not only was there perversion, homosexuality, but the Bible said neither were they thankful. There was a dual sin there. Because an unthankful heart opens the door for a lot of other things. Neither were they thankful. Neither were they thankful. Oh, Colossians 3:15 said, be ye thankful. Well, I'm glad all these other people are so happy. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be healed. Oh, the power of a thankful heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost is real. The Holy Ghost is a person, the third person of the Godhead. The Holy Ghost is the head of heaven's fire department. He's not a volunteer fireman. He's a fireman on purpose. 24/7. Holy Ghost and fire. He doesn't put out fires. He starts fires. The Holy Ghost fire within us burns brighter when we are thankful and when we praise God. The fire burns brighter when we're thankful and we praise God. We get quick and creative thoughts. It lifts that old dark shroud off of our minds. Instead of what's wrong, we start rejoicing in what's right. What's happening here this morning is what's right with this world. You don't get this on the average newscast. You don't get this on the average Dallas Morning News or Fort Worth Star-Telegraph. You don't get that because good news doesn't sell very good. It's bad news that sells. I have some good news that sells, though, for you as well. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. And I'll tell you one thing, the fire burns brighter when we are thankful and when we praise God. The fire of the Holy Ghost burns brighter when we are thankful and when we praise God. The fire of God burns brighter when we are thankful and when we praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, that's the message. I believe you got it. Be ye thankful. God blesses thankful people. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you five guys just join hands to pray for one another. Just make a circle. Yeah, make a circle. I mean, just find something. Yeah, make the circle. Just start praying for one another. Just start praying for one another. Find somebody and pray for them. You can come over and join the circle if you want to. Hey, don't get out of the spirit. Just keep on, for a few moments, just keep on praising God. Let's just keep on worshiping the Lord. I was going to have you write out what you're thankful about, but you walked it out. You didn't write it out, you walked it out. You're praising God. Hallelujah. Hey. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Yeah, just pray for one another. Bless one another. Bye. I bless you. I bless you. In the name of Jesus.